This isn't going to be your typical advice. In fact, it might piss a lot of you off. Relationships are often romanticized and shrouded in societal expectations, but we're stripping all that away. We're going to be brutally honest, raw, and perhaps controversial. Let's be real. Many of you are in relationships that are dragging you down, sucking the life out of you, and wasting your time. You know it, but you're too afraid to admit it. The truth is that clinging to a failing relationship is cowardice, plain and simple. Stoicism teaches us to face reality head on, without flinching or making excuses. The harsh reality is that most of us are more afraid of being alone than of being unhappy. Society has conditioned us to believe that being in a relationship, any relationship, is better than being single. But the Stoics teach us that our primary duty is to ourselves, to live virtuously and true to our nature. If your relationship is keeping you from that, it's time to end it. Some of you might say, "But I've invested so much time," or "I can't just walk away." Guess what? Time invested in a sinking ship is time wasted. You're not just cheating yourself, you're cheating your partner too. It's time to confront the uncomfortable truths. If you're looking for sugar-coated platitudes, this isn't the place. Let's get into it. Point 1. Gut check. The first and most important indicator that it's time to end a relationship is your gut feeling. Your intuition is a powerful tool, honed by millions of years of evolution. When something feels off, it usually is. The Stoics believed in trusting your reason and inner wisdom. If you constantly feel uneasy, anxious, or unhappy around your partner, that's your inner self signaling that something is fundamentally wrong. Now let's be clear, I'm not talking about the occasional disagreement or the fleeting moments of doubt that everyone experiences. I'm talking about a deep, persistent feeling of discontent and unease, a feeling that gnaws at you and keeps you awake at night. Let me share a personal story. I was in a relationship for 5 years. On the surface, everything seemed fine. We had good jobs, shared friends, and a comfortable life. But deep down, I knew something was off. Every time I thought about our future, I felt a knot in my stomach. I ignored it, telling myself it was just stress or that every relationship has rough patches. But the truth was, I was lying to myself. Ignoring this feeling is a betrayal of yourself. It's easy to brush it off, make excuses, or tell yourself you're overreacting. But the truth is, your gut is rarely wrong. The more you ignore it, the louder it gets. The Stoics taught us to align our actions with our true nature and inner wisdom. If your gut is screaming at you that this relationship is wrong, it's time to listen. The controversial part? Sometimes your gut tells you things you don't want to hear because society has conditioned us otherwise. You might be in a relationship that looks perfect on social media, that your friends and family love, but inside, it feels like a prison. It's controversial to prioritize your inner peace over societal approval, but that's exactly what Stoicism demands. Think about the times you've ignored that gut feeling in other areas of your life. How often did it lead to regret? How often did you find yourself wishing you had trusted yourself sooner? A relationship that consistently makes you feel uneasy or unhappy is a clear sign that it's not right for you. It takes courage to trust your gut, especially when it's telling you something you don't want to hear. Ending a relationship based on a gut feeling might seem irrational to some, but it's one of the most rational decisions you can make. It's about honoring your true self and not settling for a life of quiet desperation. So, do yourself a favor. Trust your gut and take action. In my case, when I finally ended that 5-year relationship, it was like a weight had been lifted off my shoulders. The relief and clarity that followed confirmed that my gut had been right all along. It wasn't easy, and it wasn't popular with everyone around me. but it was the right choice for my own peace and happiness. And in the end, that's what truly matters. Lesson 2. Communication breakdown. Let's talk about communication, or rather, the lack of it. A relationship without effective communication is like a car without gas. It's not going anywhere. The Stoics believed in the power of reason and dialogue. If you can't communicate with your partner, you're essentially living in isolation, even if you share the same space. I remember a relationship where communication was a major issue. We started off great. Long conversations, shared dreams, and open hearts. But as time went on, things changed. We stopped talking about the important stuff. Our conversations became superficial, revolving around mundane topics like what to have for dinner or who was going to walk the dog. The deep, meaningful conversations that once brought us close were gone. When I tried to address this, it often turned into a blame game. Instead of listening, we both defended our positions. It felt like talking to a wall. The more we tried to communicate, the more we misunderstood each other. It was exhausting. I realized that without proper communication, we were growing apart, not together. Here's the controversial part. If you and your partner can't communicate, it's time to question the relationship's viability. Many people stay in relationships hoping communication will magically improve. But let's be real. Communication skills don't just appear out of thin air. They require effort, willingness, and most importantly, respect. If your partner isn't willing to meet you halfway, you're fighting a losing battle. Think about it. How many times have you walked away from a conversation feeling more misunderstood and disconnected than before? How many arguments have gone unresolved because you both refused to truly listen? In my experience, when communication breaks down, resentment builds up. It's a vicious cycle that's hard to break. The Stoics valued honest and open dialogue as a means to understand and resolve differences. If your attempts at communication are consistently met with hostility, indifference, or silence, it's a clear sign that the relationship is in trouble. You deserve a partner who listens, understands, and communicates with you. Anything less is unacceptable. In my case, after countless failed attempts to communicate, I realized that staying in the relationship was futile. We were two people living parallel lives, unable to bridge the gap that had formed between us. Ending that relationship was one of the hardest decisions I've made, but it was necessary for my own mental and emotional well-being. So, if you find yourself in a relationship where communication has broken down, take a hard look at the situation. Ask yourself if this is something that can realistically be fixed, and if not, have the courage to walk away. You deserve better, and so does your partner. It's better to end it now than to continue living in a perpetual state of miscommunication and frustration. Lesson 3. Toxic dynamics. This is one of the most critical and often overlooked reasons to end a relationship. The Stoics taught us to cultivate inner peace and avoid anything that disrupts our tranquility. If your relationship is filled with toxic dynamics, it's time to recognize the damage it's doing to your soul. Toxic dynamics can manifest in many forms: emotional abuse, manipulation, constant criticism, or an overall sense of negativity. I was once in a relationship that seemed perfect at first. We were deeply in love, or so I thought. But over time, subtle toxic behaviors began to surface. It started with small criticisms that gradually eroded my self-esteem. Every decision I made was questioned, every mistake magnified. I felt like I was walking on eggshells, constantly trying to avoid conflict. The worst part? I didn't realize how toxic the relationship had become until I was deep in it. The occasional arguments turned into daily battles. My partner would use guilt trips and emotional blackmail to get their way. I began to feel more like a pawn in their game than an equal partner. The Stoics teach us to maintain our inner equanimity, but this relationship was pulling me further and further away from it. Here's where it gets controversial. Many people believe that love conquers all and that every relationship can be salvaged with enough effort. That's a dangerous myth. Some relationships are inherently toxic and can't be saved. The more you try to fix it, the more entangled you become in the toxicity. Consider this. Are you constantly feeling drained, anxious, or depressed because of your relationship? Do you find yourself making excuses for your partner's behavior or hiding their actions from friends and family out of shame? These are red flags that the dynamics of your relationship are harmful. Lesson 4. Growing apart. Let's talk about growing apart. It's a tough pill to swallow, but sometimes people just grow in different directions. The Stoics taught us to accept the natural course of life and to let go of things that no longer serve our growth. If you and your partner have grown apart, it might be time to accept that your paths are no longer aligned. Personal experience? Absolutely. I was in a relationship where we started as the perfect match. We shared the same interests, goals, and even the same friend circle. But as time went on, our individual paths began to diverge. I became more focused on my career and personal development, while my partner found new passions and interests that I couldn't relate to. At first, we tried to make it work. We forced ourselves into activities that neither of us enjoyed anymore, just to maintain a semblance of connection. But the reality was, we were growing into different people. Our conversations became strained, our interests clashed, and our vision for the future no longer aligned. The controversial part: many people believe that love is enough to bridge any gap. But the harsh truth is, love alone isn't always enough to sustain a relationship. If your personal growth is leading you in different directions, it's healthier to acknowledge it rather than forcing a connection that no longer exists. Think about it. Are you staying in the relationship because of who your partner was or because of who they are now? Are you holding on to a past version of your relationship that no longer reflects your present reality? In my experience, clinging to a relationship out of nostalgia is a recipe for dissatisfaction and resentment. In my case, accepting that we had grown apart was liberating. It allowed both of us to pursue our true passions without the burden of forced compatibility. Ending that relationship was difficult, but it was the right decision for both our personal journeys. And in the end, it brought a sense of peace and clarity that we both desperately needed. So, if you feel like you and your partner are growing in different directions, have the courage to face it. It's better to part ways with respect and understanding than to stay together out of obligation and familiarity. Life is about growth, and sometimes that means growing apart. Embrace it and move forward with integrity. Lesson 5. Growth stagnation. Growth stagnation is a silent killer in relationships. It creeps in slowly, often unnoticed, until it has already caused significant damage. The Stoics taught us the importance of continuous self-improvement and personal growth. When you find yourself in a relationship that has stopped contributing to your growth, it's a clear sign that something is wrong. Let me share a personal story about growth stagnation. I was once in a long-term relationship where we initially inspired and pushed each other to be better. We had dreams, ambitions, and a shared vision for the future. But over time, things changed. We got comfortable, too comfortable. The drive that once fueled our relationship faded, and we settled into a monotonous routine. I began to notice that my personal development was stalling. I wasn't pursuing new opportunities or challenging myself. I felt stuck, like I was treading water. Whenever I brought up new ideas or ambitions, my partner seemed indifferent or even resistant. They were content with where we were and didn't see the need for change or growth. The controversial part? Many people believe that being content in a relationship is enough, but contentment without growth is stagnation. The Stoics believed that we should constantly strive to be our best selves, and a relationship should support and enhance that journey. If your relationship is causing you to stagnate, it's holding you back from your true potential. Think about it. How often do you find yourself holding back on your goals or dreams because you fear how your partner might react? How many opportunities have you missed because your relationship has made you complacent? In my experience, a relationship that doesn't encourage growth is a relationship that's slowly dying. In my case, the turning point came when I realized that staying in the relationship was compromising my own values and aspirations. I wanted to pursue further education and career advancements, but my partner was happy with the status quo. The more I stayed, the more I felt like I was betraying myself. The Stoics teach us that our primary duty is to live in accordance with our true nature. For me, that meant embracing growth and change. Ending that relationship was difficult. It meant stepping out of my comfort zone and facing the unknown. But it also meant reclaiming my life and my growth. Once I made the decision to leave, I felt a renewed sense of purpose and motivation. I pursued opportunities that I had previously put on hold and experienced personal and professional growth like never before. The Stoics remind us that life is short, and we must make the most of the time we have. Staying in a relationship that stifles your growth is a disservice to yourself. You deserve to be with someone who encourages and supports your development, not someone who holds you back. So, if you feel like your relationship has reached a point of stagnation, take a hard look at what it's costing you. Are you sacrificing your dreams, ambitions, and personal growth for the sake of comfort and familiarity? If so, it's time to make a change. Have the courage to prioritize your growth and take the necessary steps to move forward. Lesson 6. Emotional manipulation and control. Emotional manipulation and control are insidious forms of abuse that can slowly erode your sense of self and well-being. The Stoics believed in maintaining inner peace and virtue, and being in a relationship where you are manipulated or controlled is fundamentally opposed to those principles. It's not just about the overt actions, but the subtle, often hidden ways your partner may be exerting control over you. I was in a relationship where emotional manipulation was a daily reality. It wasn't obvious at first. It started with small things, subtle comments that made me doubt my perceptions, shifting blame during arguments, and guilt-tripping me into doing things I didn't want to do. Over time, these tactics became more pronounced, leading to a constant state of anxiety and self-doubt. Gaslighting. This is a common tactic where the manipulator makes you question your reality and sanity. For instance, your partner might deny having said something hurtful, even though you clearly remember it. They might insist you're being overly sensitive or imagining things, making you doubt your own memory and judgment. Gaslighting is particularly damaging because it undermines your confidence in your own perceptions and thoughts. Isolation. Another form of control is isolating you from friends, family, and support systems. Your partner might make you feel guilty for spending time with others, criticize your loved ones, or create conflicts that drive a wedge between you and your support network. Isolation strengthens their control over you by making you more dependent on them for emotional support and validation. Conditional affection. Emotional manipulators often use affection and attention as tools of control. They might shower you with love and praise when you comply with their wishes, but withdraw their affection or become cold and distant when you don't. This creates a cycle of seeking their approval and fearing their disapproval, trapping you in a constant state of anxiety and striving to please them. Playing the victim. Manipulators often position themselves as the victim in every situation, making you feel guilty and responsible for their unhappiness or problems. They might say things like, "If you really loved me, you would do this," or "Look at what you're doing to me." This guilt-tripping makes it difficult to assert your own needs and boundaries. Financial control. Financial manipulation is another powerful tool. Your partner might control all the finances, give you an allowance, or make you justify every expense. This control limits your independence and ability to leave the relationship. In my experience, my partner would scrutinize every purchase, questioning my decisions and making me feel incapable of managing money. Using insecurities. Emotional manipulators often exploit your insecurities and fears to control you. They might criticize your appearance, intelligence, or abilities, making you feel unworthy and dependent on their approval. They know your weaknesses and use them to keep you in a state of self-doubt and low self-esteem. Creating drama. Constantly creating conflicts and drama keeps you off balance and focused on resolving immediate crises rather than seeing the bigger picture of the manipulation. This tactic keeps you emotionally exhausted and less able to think critically about the relationship. The controversial part? Many people don't recognize emotional manipulation and control for what it is. Abuse. It's often minimized or dismissed as just relationship issues. But the Stoics teach us to value our inner peace and integrity above all. Allowing someone to manipulate and control us violates these core principles and harms our well-being. Think about the times you've felt a pit in your stomach, a sense of dread or confusion after interactions with your partner. How often have you second-guessed yourself, apologized for things that weren't your fault, or felt like you were walking on eggshells? These are clear signs of emotional manipulation and control. Lesson 7. Intuition and self-respect. Intuition and self-respect are foundational to making sound decisions in relationships. The Stoics emphasize the importance of trusting our inner wisdom and living in accordance with our values. When it comes to knowing when to end a relationship, these principles are crucial. Intuition. Your intuition is a powerful guide that often speaks to you in subtle ways. It's that inner voice nudging you when something doesn't feel right, even if you can't logically explain it. The Stoics believed in listening to this inner voice, as it's often a reflection of deeper truths that our conscious mind may overlook. Personally, I've experienced moments where my intuition was trying to warn me about aspects of a relationship. There were times when I felt uneasy or sensed inconsistencies in my partner's behavior. Initially, I brushed these feelings aside, attributing them to stress or overthinking. However, as time passed, I realized that my intuition had been signaling red flags that I had ignored. The controversial aspect here is the societal pressure to rationalize everything and dismiss intuitive feelings as irrational or unfounded. We're often taught to prioritize logic and external validation over our internal compass. Yet, the Stoics remind us that our intuition is a valuable source of insight, honed through experience and subconscious processing of information. Think about the times you've ignored your gut feeling and later regretted it. How often did you dismiss subtle signs of discomfort or unease, only to realize in hindsight that they were important signals? In relationships, our intuition can provide early warnings of issues that may not be immediately apparent. Self-respect. Self-respect is the foundation of healthy relationships. It's about honoring your worth, setting boundaries, and refusing to tolerate behavior that undermines your dignity. The Stoics emphasized the importance of maintaining personal integrity and virtue, which includes how we allow ourselves to be treated by others. In my own journey, I've learned that self-respect means recognizing when a relationship no longer serves my highest good. It's about valuing my emotional well-being and refusing to stay in situations where I feel disrespected or devalued. This can manifest in different ways, whether it's standing up against manipulation, setting boundaries around how I'm treated, or acknowledging when my needs are consistently disregarded. The controversial aspect of self-respect is that it often requires making tough decisions that others may not understand or support. Society sometimes portrays staying in a relationship at all costs as a virtue, even if it means sacrificing your self-respect and emotional health. However, the Stoic philosophy teaches us that true strength lies in aligning our actions with our principles, even if it means walking away from something familiar or comfortable. Consider the times you've compromised your self-respect in a relationship, perhaps by tolerating disrespect, staying silent in the face of mistreatment, or sacrificing your own happiness to please someone else. These are moments when we betray ourselves and violate the Stoic principle of living in accordance with our nature. Knowing when to end a relationship is one of the most challenging decisions we face in life. It requires courage, self-awareness, and a commitment to living authentically. Throughout this discussion, we've delved into Stoic principles that can guide us through this difficult terrain. Take a moment to reflect on your own experiences and relationships. Are there aspects that resonate with what we've discussed? Have you ignored your intuition or compromised your self-respect in certain situations? It's important to confront these questions honestly and without judgment. The Stoics teach us that our primary duty is to ourselves, to live virtuously and in alignment with our nature. This includes our relationships. If a relationship consistently undermines your peace of mind, integrity, or well-being, it may be time to reassess its place in your life. Ending a relationship, especially one that has been a significant part of your life, requires immense courage. It means facing uncertainty, potential criticism from others, and the discomfort of change. However, the Stoics remind us that true strength lies in making decisions that honor our values and lead to personal growth. Be kind to yourself throughout this process. Recognize that endings can also be beginnings, a chance to reclaim your autonomy, learn valuable lessons, and move toward relationships that nurture your growth and happiness. Seek support from trusted friends, family members, or a therapist who can provide perspective and guidance. Sharing your thoughts and feelings with others can help clarify your own emotions and decisions. Remember, the path to wisdom often involves facing uncomfortable truths and making difficult choices. Trust in your intuition, honor your self-respect, and strive to live a life that reflects your deepest values and aspirations. Thank you for joining me on this journey through Stoic wisdom on relationships. May you find clarity, strength, and inner peace as you navigate the complexities of knowing when to hold on and when to let go.